Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast this hour.
It's the Don Crow Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
How you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Conversation Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 each afternoon on what I often call matters that matter, things of importance and significance that you and I want to learn about together, but let's get informed and then get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. The culture needs to hear from you more than ever if you are a follower of the Lord Jesus. It is called RAP Week, starting this Sunday, and standing for White Ribbons Against Pornography. Joining me to tell us more about it is Matt Ahero. He's a writer, speaker, and a mentor to men who found themselves addicted to pornography, and today he represents the Maryland Coalition Against Pornography. Joining us to tell us about RAP Week, also his own work in this area. He has worked on pornography recovery, and that work's been featured in a number of different venues, online journals, television, and most recently in a book published called Restored, True Stories of Love and Trust After Porn. And today he represents the Maryland Coalition Against Pornography to talk to us about RAP Week. Matt, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Don.
Let's start with the general crisis, scourge, I don't know what we'd call it to be adequate in naming it, the real serious problem with pornography in our culture and that of the world at large.
Yes, definitely. Pornography is such an epidemic in our culture today. And I want to answer your question by asking several other questions. That is, you know, how much has the loving act we call sex been perverted because of pornography? You know, how much has the dignity of women been challenged because of pornography? How much has sex trafficking and abortion been fueled due to pornography? How many women, and especially men, miss their calling because of the chains of pornography? And lastly, how many divorced marriages, you know, broken fatherhoods especially, have been caused due to pornography? A couple startling statistics, Don. 56% of divorces involve a spouse's, quote, obsessive interest in pornographic websites. And since around divorce rates around 50%, that we're talking about one in four marriages divorce, at least in part, because of a partner's addiction to pornography. More and more men in their 20s, not 50s, 60s, 70s, in their 20s are reporting erectile dysfunction disorder, saying they can no longer get an erection around a real woman because of pornography. And one-third of pornography addicts lose their jobs, with 58% reporting major financial loss. And so this is, I believe, this is the quiet epidemic sweeping our nation and the world with internet pornography, especially with our mobile phones. And it's reaching our children. The average age of exposure is 10 years of age for children. And so if we parents, I have an 8-month-old daughter. If we parents don't get digital literate and really teach our sons and daughters about this epidemic, then they're going to be, our children are going to be swept up as well.
And you're right to mention internet. Of course, we all know it has a ubiquitous power of its own, and some folks immediately were encouraged that Playboy was going to change its operations from not putting nude pictures of women in its magazines anymore, but its rationale was because we don't need to do it anymore. It's available everywhere in every form on the internet.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that earlier this week as well.
We'll talk about the Maryland Coalition Against Pornography and also RAP Week, White Ribbon Against Pornography Week, which starts the 27th through November 3rd. What's this all about?
Yes, exactly. So I first want to thank Maryland Coalition Against Pornography for having me on here to represent them. Basically, twofold. If you're someone, if anyone's listening and they desire help in this addiction, if you're a man or woman desire this help, there are resources, local resources in the greater Washington area, and especially in Maryland, counselors, resource support groups, all on the website, MCAP1.com. That's our website, MCAP1.com for that. And especially we are sponsoring RAP Week, which is White Ribbons Against Pornography. It is sponsored by the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. And their website is endsexualexploitation.org. And basically this week is basically an awareness week to get everyone aware of what's going on, like having, for example, like getting parents to start talking about it at dinner time, to get communities to start talking about it at parent-teacher conferences, to have you can have a movie night. There's a couple of movies about the epidemic, one called Heart of the Matter and She's Somebody's Daughter. These are both DVDs that are out there that are pretty good that have come out about it. And there are several webinars that are online on that endsexualexploitation.org website. Especially a webinar about teaching kids digital literacy, tips for addressing pornography and other online dangers. And this is just an effort, obviously we should be talking about all the time, but this is just a direct effort for 1 week, the Maryland Coalition Against Pornography, in the umbrella of the National Center Against Sexual Exploitation, is all trying to make our nation aware of this big public health crisis.
Now, I mentioned a few minutes ago at the outset a book that you're involved in called Restored, True Stories of Love and Trust After Porn. What's that about?
Yes. So my wife, Restored is 10 stories of women who have journeyed with the porn addicted partners or their husbands. And my wife Mimi, and entered our book together, and we wrote together our story, and basically it just shows the woman's side, like the victim no one really talks about, the partner of an addicted person. I used to be an addicted person to pornography myself early on, and for her to share her story and what she had to go through, those tears and cries and how it affected our love life, things like that, and basically it's the goal of the book is to really open up the conversation for women and for men to understand that this personal addiction really affects women. They really feel cheated on. And for women to understand that what's going on on the guy's side and that it's just addiction, they can't really get out of by themselves. And they need support from other men and from the understanding, loving forgiveness of their wives. And so although pornography is an epidemic that affects women, it's definitely a huge thing that's affecting men. And this book is to open up that conversation for women. I mentioned a lot of guys, and a lot of them are afraid to tell their wives. And I believe if their wives read this book, it would really broaden their mind on the healing process of forgiveness that can really happen. And I believe that by a man sharing this with his wife, especially, and that covenant of marriage can really be the first step of freedom that he can have towards breaking that addiction.
Is the book available on Amazon, or where do the folks get?
Yes, it's available on Amazon. It's called Restored, True Lies, Love and Trust After Porn. It's by Matt and Cameron Fratt. They put it together, and they got 10 stories together collectively in that book.
Well, good to talk with you, Matt, and we'll repeat this again for folks as we wrap this quick visit up, but thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much, Don.
That's Matt Ahero. He's with the Maryland Coalition Against Pornography. And coming up this coming week, October 27th through November 3rd, it's called RAP Week, WARP, standing for White Ribbons Against Pornography. A couple of websites that Matt mentioned, MCAP, M-C-A-P, number 1.com. MCAP1.com stands for the Maryland Coalition Against Pornography. Also, the second one he mentioned, endsexualexploitation.org. That's the website of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. The book is called Restored, True Stories of Love and Trust After Porn.